Australia continues to allow the detention of children as young as 10. And today, Australia's top law officers, the Attorneys General, declined for now to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14. That's despite a campaign by Aboriginal-led organisations and law reform advocates to raise the age, and a good deal of evidence for the change. Indigenous children are most seriously affected by the policy, so why did the Attorneys General decide not to raise the age at this point? Isabella Higgins is the ABC's Indigenous Affairs correspondent. Isabella, what did the Council of Attorneys General discuss today on this issue, and what outcome was there?
Well, Linda, the Attorneys General, they meet once or twice a year and they usually discuss a variety of issues. And this issue of raising the age of criminal responsibility has come up both last year and this year. So it was first brought to the Council in November and they actually established a working group to go away and consider this issue and have a look at what it might play out, how it might look if we were to scrap this policy of criminalising young children. Now, they came back to the council today and discussed what they've found. They have taken submissions from advocates, from communities, from lawyers who have talked about just how damaging this policy is for young children and especially for young Aboriginal children. But this Council of Attorneys General today said that more work was needed, that they would like to see more information around alternative sentencing arrangements, about just what the alternative regime might look like if Australia was to scrap this policy of criminalising, of sending 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds to prison. So shortly after that meeting, we heard from the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman, who said he was not yet personally convinced that this reform was needed and that incarceration of children in his state is not common and that the practice should always be treated as a last resort.
While occasionally there are very young offenders in youth justice centres, at the moment there are no 10, 11 or 12-year-olds in youth justice centres in New South Wales, and we have 3 13-year-olds in youth justice centres in New South Wales. So the overall trend in New South Wales is promising. We are having fewer and fewer children in detention. And certainly New South Wales views detention as an absolute last resort for young offenders.
New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman. So, Isabella, Indigenous organisations have been campaigning hard for this change and there has been a lot of work done on its merits. What's the response from them to today's outcome?
Well, not surprisingly, Linda, there's been a lot of disappointment, and what the outcome of this meeting means is that it will be almost another year before this issue will be considered by the council again. They are waiting for the report to be finalised on this issue from their working group. So we've seen a lot of responses from the Aboriginal organisations who have been fighting this change, saying just how disappointing it is, because this isn't a new concept. They have been pushing for this for years and years, and it's gained a lot of traction recently after the Black Lives Matter movement really took off in Australia. Marisha Frymet is the Director of the Legal Services at the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, one of the many Aboriginal legal groups pushing for this change. And she says the Attorneys Generals have shown a lack of leadership.
It's clear that they're refusing to take the necessary steps and make systemic change at today's Council Attorney General's meeting. And as we know, that change is so well needed. That change is supported by research. One only has to look at the Change the Record study, where the Commonwealth Attorney General's decision simply does not reflect what Australians want. Australians have made it so clear that they want some of the most vulnerable people in the community, our children, to be cared for and to be given the opportunities rather than so being robbed of them. We know from statistics that there is overrepresentation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids in the criminal legal system and detention, and that the governments have effectively turned their backs on improving Aboriginal kids and addressing the shameful inequalities that we see in our system today.
Marisha Frymet from the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service. Isabella, what's the evidence about the long-term effects that detention has, particularly on Indigenous children?
Well, Linda, we had a whole Royal Commission into it, the Royal Commission into the Dondale Youth Detention Centre, and it's not hard to imagine why it is so problematic to have such young children, primary school-aged children, removed from their families, put in these institutions. And all the evidence suggests that as soon as you bring a child into the criminal justice system, you're setting them up for a life in and out of prison and for a very difficult life after that.
There's a huge body of research that strongly suggests that imprisoning a child makes them more likely to commit further crime, and analysis of proper groups has shown that the effect may actually increase incidence by around 15%. And this is certainly perhaps unsurprising, but many of the children in prison have been victims of violence, of abuse, and have faced major social and economic disadvantage through no fault of their own.
Marisha Frymet is the Director of Legal Services at the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service. Our reporter there, Indigenous Affairs correspondent Isabella Higgins.